a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Services is in need of blood donations. Now that school is out for the summer, they need local residents to donate blood. They need your help. Visit utahblood.org. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's been a nice day with partly cloudy skies, mild temperatures, highs made it into the mid-80s. We do have a few little thunderstorms bubbling out over the West Desert, southern Idaho. They'll become more widespread over the next few days as a storm system moves in from the west. Overnight, look for a low of 59, mostly cloudy 84 on Wednesday. Afternoon pop-up thunderstorms, a better chance of more widespread rain Thursday into Friday. Highs will fall into the 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We're at 82 degrees. KSL's top story. You could see a new rock quarry in Parley's Canyon, just a few miles from the mouth of the canyon. The Division of Air Quality gave its initial approval, and we have team coverage. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has been following this story. So, Amy, I'm guessing people aren't saying, yay, we're getting a new rock quarry.
There's some concerns from several groups in the valley. They're saying the exact opposite of that, actually. They argue the proposed limestone quarry could send a lot of dust into the air. Leaders in Mill Creek and Salt Lake County have been outspoken about how all that dust could end up then in their homes, in their neighborhoods. They're breathing it in. Actually, just got off the phone with Mill Creek's mayor last hour, who told me they already get a lot of dust from a quarry that's just up the canyon, just a mile and a half before you reach this new proposed quarry. And to give you an idea of where this is, it's about 3 miles up the canyon. Fraser Bullock is leading the effort to bring the Olympics back to Utah, and he's against it. He says that it would just be an eyesore for all the people visiting the state.
So we have the look, which is going to be negative for decades and decades to come. The second is air quality, and the only way that they can suppress all the dust and everything, at least to some extent, is by using millions of gallons of water. So bad air, lots of water, and a bad look just doesn't make any sense to a games when we're hosting the world.
So we've also heard from an informal group opposed to the quarry. They're called Save Parleys. They say the company Granite Construction has a history of actually violating environmental regulations. There is some documentation of that I've seen, but it also looks like the company has paid any fines that they needed to.
Amy, I imagine you spoke to the company. So what are they saying about all this?
Yes, Granite Construction says that there are good reasons to actually support it. Obviously, they're in favor. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has been following that angle today, and she's got this breakdown on what the company is saying.
In a statement, Granite Construction points out their modeling suggests the facility will stay well below federal and state thresholds for air pollution. They also argue passenger cars and trucks produce much more in the way of emissions than any mining or extraction operations. Further, they say if they have to truck in the materials rather than mining them locally, that's more of an impact on air quality.
So finally, Granite says that the quarry won't be viable won't actually be visible from the valley, but the location will give them easy access to the freeway. The Division of Air Quality is accepting public comments for the next 30 days. They looked at how the quarry could impact air quality in Salt Lake, and they came out with over 400-page report. And the main takeaway is that the quarry will have to limit hours of operation to stay within legal limits.
Okay, so if you want to make public comment, how do you do that?
Okay, so DAQ, Department of Air Quality, permitting.utah.gov. And you've got a little section there. You just search granite. I found it pretty easy.
And you can just type it into a web page?
Yep. And then they've got some email addresses, some other options there for you to send it in.
All right. Thanks a lot, KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. So the downside of a snow-filled winter is bone-rattling potholes so bad that UDOT needed an extra $20 million to make things right. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell with the story.
UDOT's maintenance fund is usually around $180 million, spread out across things like snow plowing, flood prevention, and pothole maintenance. But after the winter just gone, funds have been stretched to keep on top of the extra work, and UDOT has been forced to reshuffle, taking $20 million out of road construction projects to put towards the maintenance. According to UDOT's John Gleason, though, this won't have any impact on the current or future construction projects.
Right now, parts of I-215 are in the worst shape, and they're getting the most attention from work crews. An amazing statistic now. As water continues to cascade down the mountains, Kevin Eubank is telling us that our record-setting winter has completely erased the last 3 years of drought.
This has been an incredible turnaround. I mean, honest to goodness, you could not have scripted a more dramatic flip.
Kevin Eubank there, who says, while it's mind-boggling, we still need to change our water use habits in the long run if we want to make the gains stick. We don't know what happened here, but police confirmed that there was a drowning along the Jordan River Trail late last night. This happened near 500 North, and the victim was an adult male. First aid was provided at the scene, but the man died. Salt Lake City police have yet to release the victim's name. Our top national story this hour: explosions were reported in Moscow this morning. Drones, presumably from Ukraine, were intercepted. Russia's president with a strong reaction to the attack on Moscow.
Vladimir Putin has been today sort of once again trying to claim that the attack in Moscow proves that Russia is under attack in his mind, not only from Ukraine, but from NATO too. But he negates the quite obvious context that not only has Ukraine obviously been under attack for more than a year from Russia, but also over the last three consecutive nights, Ukrainian cities have come under really, really heavy bombardments from both those lethal explosive drones, Russian launched, and Russian missiles too.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Ukraine's capital. KSL News Time 5:36. You are on the road. We have you covered with First Look traffic. Here's Ricky.
Well, for those headed northbound on I-15, a long, slow drive from South Salt Lake all the way into the North Interchange, and then more slowing in Davis County, Centerville, up to Layton Hills Mall. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center. Today would be...
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.